It's Fred Nat's On Deck pregame show, a Wednesday night in Salem. Eric Bock joined by Jake Bennett, starting pitcher for the Fred Nats, who pitched 6 shutout innings last night in the series opener. Jake, we've talked before after you've dominated an opposing team, but last night it seems a little bit different. I noticed a lot of early count changeups, a lot of mixing your pitches earlier in counts. Was that a conscious effort by you or something that Salem was giving you last night?
I mean, that was one of the things me and Lordy talked about. He said, you know, just fill it up early, that these guys really don't chase a lot. So just pound it early and then put them away once you get 2 strikes on them.
And you've had, there was a little bit of base traffic, but you picked off 2 guys. I mean, obviously as a lefty, you have a little bit of a built-in advantage picking off guys from first. Have you been working on that move or was it just something that Salem showed you last night?
I mean, I have been working on the move a little bit, but the pickoffs were, they were called. So, you know, I just got the pickoff sign. Waited the clock down, and then once it got to about 2 or 3 seconds, I just go ahead and shoot a pickoff over there, and those dudes took off first move.
Walk me through a Jake Bennett starting day, like from when you get up to your entire routine all the way up to first pitch.
Yeah, nothing too crazy superstitions-wise. I'll get to the field about 2.5 hours before, kind of chill out, and then once we get a little bit closer to game time, start doing some foam rolling, stretching, and then I'll usually go into my plyo ball routine, just kind of get the arm hot, and then we'll go into a little bit of light long toss. After that, go into the bullpen, really get a good feel for all my pitches, come back in, maybe have like a 5-8 minute break, and then it's game time.
How do you think your game has evolved even from the beginning of the season? And I know you mentioned that you and Justin have been talking about how to attack hitters and such and stuff like that, but how do you think Jake Bennett today is different from the Jake Bennett we saw from opening night?
I mean, I think I've really gotten a lot more comfortable with my off-speed pitches, especially last night. I really threw a lot more curveballs than I have been, and then also throwing the changeup off that since it tunnels my fastball so well. But I would just say really just being comfortable with the off-speed pitches, really throwing it with conviction.
You're scheduled to pitch again here Sunday. That's got to be a bit of an adjustment for you to pitch against the same team at the beginning and end of a series, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a new experience. I would say the biggest thing is just a little bit shorter rest, but, you know, in spring training, we were going every 5th day, so it's not like I haven't done it before, so, you know, I'm ready for it.
You and Riley Cornelio are roommates here on the road. Riley's pitching tomorrow. We'll get to him in a second. I want to talk about Harlene Susanna tonight. What is your perspective of Harlene? He seems to have really picked it up recently.
Yeah, I mean, huge arm, freaking hit those gas, you know, everyone knows that. I think that he's really been honing it in the zone, and I think, you know, if he keeps it around the zone, these guys aren't going to have a chance catching up to him.
And now Riley's pitching Thursday. Obviously, the two of you stay together. You have a lot of time together. How much do the two of you talk about pitching versus other stuff that isn't baseball?
We talk about baseball a good amount. I'd say, you know, my advice for him would just be fill it up early, and, you know, not play around with them, just put them out.
Obviously, you know, if you keep pitching like this, it's going to be up the chain for you. Is that something that you're thinking about? Like, oh, when am I going to get promoted? Or just you're just going out there every day and filling it up, aren't you?
I mean, not really. I just kind of go out, you know, try and give my team the best chance to win. And, you know, when that happens, it happens. But it's not really something that's too much on my mind.
Moving forward for the team, obviously that was a really tough loss last night to lose it in the 9th inning. Just feels like we're so close to breaking through. What do you think some things we need to do both on the mound and at the plate to finally translate these good performances into actual wins?
I mean, like you said, I think we are very close, slowly piecing it together. Just got to keep grinding, keep your head down, keep going to work, and, I mean, all those things will fall into place.
Jake Bennett on the Fred Nats On Deck pregame show. 7:05 first pitch tonight with Harlene Susanna on the mound. Jake, pleasure to watch you last night. Thanks, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.